This week, a Pennsylvania gardener named Charlie Stitzer is wearing a smile and little else. That's because last week, the gardener, a practicing nudist, convinced a court that no, he had not committed the crime of indecent exposure when he gardened and lounged in the buff in his backyard in a neighbor's line of vision. And it all comes down to how we define indecent exposure. Well, not exactly we, but the lawmakers in Pennsylvania. They have decided that, in cases like those involving Mr. Stitzer, indecent exposure means someone who is in the nude in any place where other people are present and knows or should know that his conduct would offend, affront, or alarm others. And that's the problem. A legislature defines something, and it thinks it's got every situation covered, and then something unexpected comes along. Like a man who likes to garden in his backyard wearing gloves and knee pads. It's likely that the judges had a problem with the language in the statute limiting indecent exposure to places where others are present. The opinion isn't available as yet, but likely asks the all-important legal question, are others present when they can see into your backyard? And because that one tiny part of the statute, say, is not met in the eyes of the court, Mr. Stitzer's indecent exposure jury conviction cannot stand. This is not the first time a nudist, also known as a naturist, has faced the prying eyes of neighbors. Imagine the Reverend McDonald surprise when in 1965 he drove to his neighbor couple's secluded property in Mississippi to invite them to his church one Sunday. He found them lounging outdoors wearing nary a stitch. He reported that he left with purity of mind and promptly reported the sightings to the local prosecutor who charged the woman with indecent exposure. A jury found her guilty and sentenced her to jail time, finding that she'd been stitchless, after all, on property next to a church. But the Mississippi Supreme Court decided that given the secluded nature of the property, the public place part of the crime wasn't met. No indecent exposure. In another Sunday visit case, however, this one in 1959 Texas, lawmen who'd been tipped off went to the site of a camp and looked on from a public road as naturists pitched horseshoes and played volleyball. A jury convicted the camp's owner of indecent exposure, and the appellate court agreed. The camp became a public place because, in the court's opinion, people could see into it from property nearby. But those cases were oh so long ago and oh so far from Pennsylvania. Attorneys from both sides did not return my calls in time, but the Pennsylvania Supreme Court could hear the case someday and decide the matter for all those similarly situated to Mr. Stitzer and his neighbors. And hang on to your trowels, lest you think that they're alone in this. The New York Times reported that 250 nude gardeners gathered in England about a year and a half ago to give and get gardening advice. A big problem looming ever more present than prosecutors with zeal, and I quote, those spiky plants and those which sting. I'm Amy Guida.